Gee, that one goes back a few years. Good to hear it again. Yes, the owner of A Lonely Heart. Blink 182 coming up for you. We've got Rock's Greatest Hits on Triple M. It's Cliff and the Drive Home. Today is the first ever National Skin Check Day. And hopefully this is going to happen each year on February 25. It's an awareness campaign registered by Mates Against Melanoma. And the charity co-founder is Jason Sprott. He's with me on the phone. Hello, Jace. How are you?
Hi, Cliff. Thanks for having me this afternoon.
I tell you what, you tell your story and then I'll tell a brief story, not to one-up you, but it's a personal thing that I haven't related in the last couple of weeks because I kind of keep me to me. But go on, you do yours first.
Yep. Okay. 2004, I had a mole removed on the base of the neck. Turned out to be melanoma. Had a good solid 12 years. It returned into the spine. I lost my T7 and half my T8 vertebrae. I now have a cage, two rods and seven screws holding my spine together. 11 months later, I had two tumours removed from the stomach and lost 3 centimetres of the small intestines. Then I had 3 months after that, two tumours come into the brain. I was placed on tablets and a double immunotherapy. Didn't kill the tumours. I then went in for brain surgery in February of 2019. They removed the tumours. I went on to have 2 years of immunotherapy. I am currently dead, no evidence of disease, but having more scans in the next 2 weeks just before my 50th birthday. So that's pretty much in a nutshell. My biggest annoyance with myself is I was a Muppet and I didn't get the skin check soon enough. If I had got it done 3 months sooner, I may not be in this position now.
Yeah, gee, it's a box of bubbles. The sunshine's just coming off you today with that story. That's awful. That's terrible. I haven't told this story. I just had some stitches out the other day from a melanoma in situ. So I've got a nice big scar that's about 3.5 inches long now. I do tend to keep an eye on these things lately because I'm a bit older than you, Jace. But was it the 70s for you when we went, or the 80s probably, going to the beach or the river or the dam all day? Who knew about sunscreen? And now we're paying for it.
Oh, absolutely. And that was the thing back in that era. There was no real sunscreen at all. And, you know, kids play outdoors all day. And, yeah, there was no real protection for us at all. And we're paying for it now.
Do you find that blokes are a little more vigilant now than what we used to be? I mean, the skin cancer rates in this country are still awful. But I have a feeling that the war might be being won.
Oh, look, we are much better than what we used to be. There's no doubt about that. But once you start looking at the statistics and where we're headed, there's still a lot more work to be done when 1 in 14 men are getting the disease. And then if you look at the other side of it, 2 out of 3 people will have some form of skin cancer by the time they get to 71. Mm. So when you look at that, that's a really high statistic that needs to change, which we want to help change through either early detection or prevention.
So Mates Against Melanoma, is it simply, and the bottom line here is, be aware?
Oh, absolutely, and prevention. You know, I think with the awareness and the early detection, we can do a lot of that ourselves while getting a skin check every 12 months from your GP or skin check doctor. But we've also got to take responsibility for ourselves and do a check, whether it's your mate, your partner, your friend, your girlfriend or whoever. Keep an eye on each other. And if you see something, take a photograph of it, get a baseline and then take it to your doctor and say, hey, this is what's changed. Mm. You know, early detection can save your life. From that point there, what we're trying to do is get the community and listeners involved and, you know, don't delay, book that skin check today, getting doctors to register for our day and the charity, and also getting business and corporates involved to host their own early detection skin check days for their employees. And then also getting everyone to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook at Mates Against Melanoma and share their stories.
Yeah, that's the thing. And even since I put up a little post on my personal Facebook page earlier today, Jace, I've got some people who have said, man, have I got a story to tell you, and some photographs and that. So it's all over. I hope that this day does occur every year on February the 25th. One day, we're not going to have to worry about it because melanoma will be a thing of the past. But I think there's some work to do. And Jason, I say to you, all power. And if you need a message to get out there, mate, you just give me a call, okay?
Mate, thank you so much for your support, and I'll take you up on that offer. Don't you worry about that, Cliff.
More than a pleasure. Have a great weekend and a good night tonight. Jason Sprott, once again, have a look online and, of course, on the socials as well, Insta and Facebook, Mates Against Melanoma. And if you do have a story that you'd like to tell, hit us up on the Facebook page. Just search for Triple M.